You're listening to SBS News.
Every day, every job loss as a result of COVID-19 is absolutely devastating.
Over a million Australians out of work, the worst since records began 42 years ago. Latest job figures show Australia's unemployment rate has risen to 7.5%. Employment Minister Michaelia Cash warns the situation is going to get worse before it gets better.
We're not blind to the fact that next month, the figures for Victoria, because of the stage 4 lockdowns, are not going to be good.
The data was compiled before Victoria's heavy restrictions came into force. Some experts suggest the real unemployment rate is closer to 9.3% when you withdraw the impact of stimulus support like JobKeeper. Victoria's jobless rate actually declined while youth unemployment fell as cafes and restaurants reopened. Senior ANZ economist Catherine Birch told SBS that unemployment figures will be very different over the next few months due to restrictions in Victoria.
So the move to stage 3 restrictions in Melbourne and Mitchell Shire only happened in the last few days of the survey reference period. We think it's going to unfortunately be very different across August and September, and that's likely to have more of an impact on industries that were a bit more sheltered the first time around, so industries like construction and manufacturing and some other parts of retail.
There are, however, more people in the workforce or actively looking for work. That is reflected in the participation rate, which rose to almost 65%. Data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics show seasonal employment increased by about 115,000 people between June and July, and hours worked increased by 1.3%. But most of the jobs gained were part-time. Minister Cash heaped praise on businesses keeping their heads above water, who are still able to offer employment in some way, shape or form.
That really does show the underlying resilience of, in particular, small and family businesses across Australia. Jobs being created, Australians putting up their hands and saying, I'm here, I want a job.
The opposition doesn't see it through the same lens, though. Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says Australians cannot afford to live through a jobless recovery from the recession. The government says its recovery plan relies on jobs of the future. So who does this affect? University students. It involves overhauling uni fees with its so-called job-ready graduates package. The package will see reduced fees for courses like teaching, nursing, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. However, it doubles the cost of humanities degrees and withdraws government help for students that fail more than half of their subjects. That government help is called HECS help or fee help. Education Minister Dan Tehan says the new direction and tough stance will push students towards more sustainable study choices.
What we've done is we want to ensure that students who aren't performing, that they can work with universities to ensure that they don't fail subjects.
Shadow Education Minister Tanya Plibersek responded by saying that if you lock people out of education, then you are locking them out of jobs. So what other sectors are affected? Traditionally, rising unemployment spells trouble for the housing market. Experts say that trend is setting in. Head of Investment Strategy and Economics and Chief Economist at AMP Capital, Dr. Shane Oliver says rising unemployment is going to be a drag on the market.
The way we do things will be permanently affected by coronavirus, more online shopping, more people working from home, and that all results in less spending in the economy and probably means higher unemployment for longer.
Since April, property prices have fallen 2%, but prices in Melbourne and Sydney still remain out of reach for many. To buy their own home, Australians must part with the equivalent of almost 6 times their annual salary. The estimate is higher than other developed nations. The UK, for example, is 4.5 times, while Canada and the United States are well below that. SBS asked some people in the streets how they feel about the housing market.
I'm jealous. I think most people are quite jealous when they look at real estate prices in New York or London and realize I'm paying more than that for my place in Sydney.
It's frustrating, definitely. When there are opportunities that are closer to the city, it's frustrating that the cost of living is more.
Some experts suggest the effects of the coronavirus pandemic could improve Australia's housing affordability crisis due to a depressed rental market and the collapse in immigration taking effect. It appears cracks are beginning to appear in Melbourne, with more than 1 in 10 vendors slashing their asking price in July, according to new research conducted by Domain. That's almost 4 times higher than last year's figures. Domain Senior Research Analyst Nicola Powell says opportunities are being created for those previously locked out of the market.
Certainly an increase in first home buyer activity, and that's because there are a number of initiatives in place to help them get onto the property ladder. Historically low interest rates, and we're now starting to see prices slide in our big capital cities. The health pandemic has actually fast-tracked some people's property decisions.
And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.